Good show, Al.
Thank you.
Tim, you want the big ice pack or the small ice pack today?
Oh. I'll take the small one. It's just my head.
So, guys, enjoy your next 2 weeks off.
You doing something special?
Well, I'm taking my dream vacation, island hopping in the Caribbean. How about you?
Only taking my dream vacation.
Me and the hot rod in the garage.
How about you, Al? Got anything planned?
Oh, just going up to my cabin. All by myself, thinking about how the best years of my life have slipped away.
Well, have fun.
You hate seeing me like this, don't you?
Yes, I do. That's why I'm leaving.
All right. I know you're not going to be able to rest till you know what's bothering me. I'm depressed because I have that big birthday coming up. You know, the big 3-7.
The big 3-7. Generally, the big birthdays would be the big 3-0, big 4-0.
Just always march to the beat of a different drummer.
Maybe it's time you march to the couch of a psychiatrist.
It's just I thought when I reached this age, I'd be successful.
You are successful.
No, I'm not. I'm a 37-year-old bachelor who's a career second banana. I don't have any creativity. I have very little pizzazz.
You have absolutely no pizzazz. But you can be creative.
Name one creative thing I ever did on Tool Time.
Well, Gadget Corner?
That was your idea?
No, I just took credit for it. Wait a minute. What about that Tool Time game you designed?
That was mine. You like that?
No, I thought it was stupid. Everybody else liked it.
Yeah. Everybody else loved my Tool Time board game.
You feeling better now?
Yes, I am.
All right. Because even if you aren't, I'm still leaving. To work on your first hot rod.
Dad, I worked on the last one.
You did? What'd you do?
Tighten the radiator hose.
I remember the radiator hose, but I don't remember you.
Thanks a lot,
man. Don't take it personally. When a man works on a hot rod, he tunes out everything that doesn't have a motor in it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I got it. Now, you can do me a big favor. Go out in the Mustang and get in the back seat. There's a big box of wires, all right?
Okay. Tim, did you tell Al that he was creative?
Yeah, I had to. Otherwise, I'd still be at Tool Time listening to him whining. I'm such a loser. I have no life left. Even my beard doesn't fit my face anymore.
Well, according to Eileen, whatever you said made Al decide to market his Tool Time game. He's invested his entire life savings.
He did? That's crazy.
He ordered 500 games and he made a commercial. You got to go over there right away and talk some sense into him.
I can't. I'm hanging in the exhaust system right now.
Look, Tim, Al could be on the brink of financial disaster. You got to do something.
I'll give him a call or something.
No, calling is not good enough. Go over there.
All right. I'll go over there. When I get back, he'll be just as depressed and boring as usual.
I guess you're wondering why I'm having all these extra lines put in.
Nope.
You ever watch Tool Time?
Nope.
You like board games?
Nope.
Hey, Al.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, I know you.
You like Tool Time, huh?
Nope.
My wife's head nurse on the emergency ward.
It's Marge. You must be Bob.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot about you. Say, did you ever get over that little gambling problem?
Oh, you bet. Anyway. Well, you're all set. All three lines are working.
Okay. See you, Marge. Tell her I'll see her soon.
Hey, I'd put money on it.
Al, what's going on? Jill told me that you put all your life savings into this board game?
Yes, I did! I told you about that when I came over.
You came over?
Yeah, you were putting in the drive shaft.
I remember the drive shaft. I don't remember you.
I even have my brother Cal coming in to help me fill orders. This is gonna be big! I can feel it! For the first time in my life, I have confidence in my financial future. So confident, I'm gonna propose to Eileen.
Propose?
Saturday night.
Wow, that's a big step.
Yes, it is, and I'm ready to take it. Now, don't tell her. I want this to be a big surprise.
Al, can't you get a little ahead of yourself? You haven't sold one game yet.
Ah, that's what they said to Milton Bradley. That's what they said to the Parker brothers.
And don't forget the Parcheesi sisters.
Tim, this is a great game. Hmm? And I want you to have the first one.
Well, thank you, Al. Oh, it's heavy.
Yeah.
Toolman looks pretty good in the box, too, huh?
Look, my commercial's on.
Look for me and my friends on the cover of the box. So act now, because these games will go like hotcakes. We'll ship your order out within 3 business days or double your money back. You have Al Borland's personal guarantee. So now, you can do more than just watch us on TV. You can play with us at home. Call now. Operators are standing by. So, what'd you think of my commercial?
It looks like it cost 6 cents.
This is the operator. I'm standing by. Could you please hold? Ah, this is great. I owe it all to you, my best friend. You made me believe in me.
Oh, no hugs.
Financially secure, and then he invests every penny he has in that stupid game. What does that say to you?
Says I'm gonna have the cleanest pots and pans on the block. Eileen, it's not uncommon for people to set up barriers to avoid commitment.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Wait around forever? I'm about to turn the big 3-4.
Look, as much as you love Al, as much as I care about him, I have to say, you have to think about what your needs are, and if Al can't fulfill them, then maybe it's time for you to move on.
Well, I don't know. I really thought we were on the right track. Do you have any more steel wool?
Yeah, it's in the garage.
I'll get it. I'll tell you this, Jill. If I hear another word about that stupid game, I will go crazy.
Hey, Eileen, look what Al gave me.
I can't take it anymore!
She's just upset because she thinks she's gonna have to wait forever for Al to propose.
She may only have to wait till Saturday.
Get out of town!
What made him suddenly decide to ask her?
Well, actually, the game looks like it might take off. He thinks he's gonna be the new Milton Monopoly.
She's gonna be so happy.
Let Al tell her, all right?
I would never tell her.
I need a little help on the hot rod.
Yeah, Mark's home.
Oh, good. Going over to Al's put me off schedule by about an hour.
Well.
Mark!
Jill, maybe you're right. Maybe it is time for me to break it off with Al.
Oh, no. Completely the wrong time.
But you just said that...
Forget what I said. I say a lot of things. I don't mean any of them.
So you don't mean what you're saying right now?
No, this is the only thing I've ever meant.
Did Tim tell you something?
No. I know nothing. Nothing. And even if I did know something, I wouldn't be allowed to tell you.
But I could guess. And you could nod. Is what you don't know a good thing? Is this a very, very good thing? Is this a call your parents, pick out a china pattern sort of thing? Oh, my God!
About a mood swing.
Yes. Huge mood swinger.
You told her, didn't you?
I didn't say a word.
You did that head nodding thing, didn't you? You are so childish.
Let's play.
Yeah, and I'm on a schedule.
I'll let you be too.
I want to play too. Here, Mark, you go first.
All right.
Oh, look at these figures. This is so cool. They even have little removable tool belts.
Okay. Two. Let's see. Tim installs plumbing. It actually works.
Okay. Three. One, two, three. Get a card. Tim repairs outdoor lighting in a rainstorm and you are electrocuted. Wait for the ambulance.
Watch this.
This is so great. Al is going to make a fortune on this.
He's gonna sell a lot of these. You play it once, and you gotta buy another one.
What happened?
It caught on fire.
We know that.
Well, the problem is the wiring. It looks like they use 26-gauge wire, and this is definitely an 18-gauge wire setup.
Well, what does that mean?
It means Al's got 500 board games that you can barbecue ribs on.
Tim, you gotta call him.
He's got to know about this. He's not going to like it, I'll tell you that.
Thank you for calling the home of the Tool Time game. All our operators are busy right now, so please hold. And remember, if you're not totally satisfied with your game, you'll get double your money back.
Oh, I can't believe it. He's going to lose his life savings.
Actually, double his life savings.
The Tool Time game.
Please hold.
The Tool Time game. Please hold. The Tool Time game. Please hold.
Cal, would you get out here?
The Tool Time game. Please hold.
Hi, guys.
Hey Jim.
I came to talk about the game. Have you opened all those up and played it yet?
No, we're waiting to treat ourselves to a game after we finish filling orders. Can I help you?
Hey, Tim. I want to thank you for encouraging my little brother to follow his dream.
That's great, Cal.
I just can't stop thanking you!
Cal, would you please try?
Thank you very much.
Al, can I talk to you about the game for a minute?
Yeah, sure. Oh, boy, this is great. I'm telling you, the phones are ringing off the hook. I never thought this game would catch fire so soon.
Well, it did.
What do you need to talk to me about?
Well, I think they might have put the wrong wire in. It's defective. We played it last night, and it caught fire.
Caught fire? Everything you do catches fire. What did you do to it?
I didn't do anything to it. Open it up, and the wiring's wrong. It should be 18-gauge wire. It's 26-gauge wire.
Oh, no. Lars guaranteed me they used only the best quality. Maybe it was just the wiring in your game.
Well, thank you very much. Uh-huh. 26-gauge.
Maybe it's just these two games.
Maybe. And maybe this summer you'll finally look good in a thong.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. This is a disaster! People could get hurt! I could lose my entire life savings.
Well, actually, that would be,
double my life savings.
Would you relax, please? Just relax.
You're right. You're right. What do I have to be nervous about? You know, Lars made these games. Right. It's his responsibility to fix them.
Right. It's probably in the contract you signed.
Contract?
Well, same to you, bub.
This is Lars?
I'm not Lars. I'm Dave of Dave's Fortune Cookies.
Where's Lars of Lars Games?
He had some bad fortune. The cops came and arrested him.
So Lars is behind bars.
Oh, boy.
There were 140 complaints with the Better Business Bureau, and most of them were bad wiring. Boy, were there some real suckers, huh?
I think I've been taken.
You think? Where are you going?
I'm going up to my cabin one last time before I have to sell it.
So you're just gonna run away?
What's the point? I'm bankrupt. I have no future, and I have no right to ask Eileen to marry me. What am I supposed to do?
Here, have a fortune cookie. They always cheer people up.
You've gone as far as you can go in life.
Try another one.
Your best days are behind you.
All right. Okay, bingo done. Got it? Got it. Okay.
Dad, what are you doing?
Fixing Al's motor. Took me 12 minutes.
Why are you timing yourself?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how I can redo all his motors in 2 days. I've got 6 people working on 500 motors, 12 minutes apiece. That means they could all be fixed in,
a lot less time than it'll take you to figure out the answer.
Hope we gotta hurry up. Al should be back tomorrow sometime. We got plenty of games. Cal, why don't you play with your own motor?
Sorry.
Great job, Heidi.
Thank you.
Jill here, no Heidi.
Well, duh.
I mean, you're 6 motors behind the rest of us.
Oh, come on. We've been at this for 11 hours. I need a break.
What you need is some hot coffee. Look how fast Wilson's working.
You know, I never was much of a coffee drinker in the past, and this is the first time I've had one full cup, let alone 8 cups, and it's really quite invigorating. It reminds me of feeling that Buddhist monks achieve after hours of Zen meditation.
No more coffee for Wilson.
I need chocolate, and I need it now.
Al's going to be so touched when he comes home and sees his friends have fixed all his games.
Well, Euripides said the true friendship is shown in times of trouble. Prosperity is full of friends.
I live here. What are you guys doing here?
We work here.
Tim figured out a way of fixing your game and asked us all to pitch in and help.
We just had one wire replaced.
I can't believe you did this for me!
Oh,
Tim, underneath that gruff, insensitive exterior, you're a kind and beautiful man.
Why?
I think what Tim is trying to say is you have always done so much for us, and this was our chance to be there for you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Now you can ship out your orders on time, and your business will take off just like you planned.
I'm overwhelmed. I'm standing here surrounded by all the people that mean so much to me, especially you, Eileen.
Oh, well.
No, I ran away up to my cabin and I realized I was running away from you, and I don't need to make a lot of money for you to love me. You've always loved me for who I am.
And I always will.
You know, that reminds me of the French writer Marie de Stael, who said, love is above the law, above the opinion of men, it is the state, it is the flame, it is the ideal story of the modern world.
Give me a chocolate bar.
Does anybody else feel like your heart is about to leap out of your chest?
Yes, I feel like my heart is about to leap out of my chest, and I want everybody to hear this. Eileen, I've known you were the one for me ever since we teed off on the moderate to difficult course at the Putt-Putt Panorama. Eileen Markham, will you marry me? I'm sorry. I don't even have a ring for you.
Oh, wait a minute. You can get the belt off the little Al figurine.
It fits.
I love you, Al.
I love you, Eileen.
Hi. Well, yesterday was Al's day. Today is my day.
You getting married again?
Nobody have a new love. I want to introduce you to my completed chassis. And her heart is a 250 horsepower, ported and polished, flathead.
Wow. I still remember when you started up the last one.
You were there?
Yes, I was standing right next to the engine.
I remember the engine, but you're a total blank.
In that case, I'll leave the two of you alone.
No. It's very important that you're here with me when I start it up.
Really?
Yeah. I need someone to take a picture of me.
I recognize the camera, but you're a total blank. Yeah. All right, say cheese. Or not.
Wait.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you.
Bob, help us! Your best days are behind you.
What the hell are these? Misfortune cookies?
Well, so I'm new to the business, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Yao Qi Lei, Gam Yang Yao, that smart guy.